Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Vav, and we are 23 lines from the top of daf Kuf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, Ksiv Apinkasei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Avram ben Gittel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Esther Bas Rab Avram Levi and Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak. So the Gemara is about to digress, but just to have a little bit of a cheshbin of what the digression is, it's rather dramatic. The Gemara was discussing halachos of feeding animals on Shabbos. Tircha b'Shabbos, kneading. And the Gemara said that it was written on Ze'iri's ledger, Ksiv Apinkasei de Ze'iri, that he had once discussed kneading Meichel Behema on Shabbos with his Rebbe Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya gave him a response. And this was something that he had chronicled. It was something that he had recorded. The Gemara then said that Levi also had a ledger, and on Levi's ledger, it mentioned an exchange that he had with his Rebbe, that was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, also with regards to feeding animals on Shabbos. So the Gemara mentioned Ze'iri's Pinkus. The Gemara mentioned Levi's Pinkus, so we're going to digress, and we're going to talk about Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Pinkus. So Atzad HaShava Shabahen is a pinkus, a ledger. Sok the Gemara. Except that pinkus of the Rabbi Shua ben Levi was written on the ledger of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Hay man b'chad b'shabo. If somebody is born on Sunday, yehi gvar v'loy chadabe. He's going to be a man, but v'loy chadabe. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? My v'loy chadabe. Ile v'loy chadativu. Does it mean that he is not going to have any good inside of him? Meaning, v'loy chadabe, he won't even have one element of good. He's going to be completely bad. Why? Because he was born on Sunday. Freak the Gemara. Rav Ashi said, I was born on Sunday. And Rav Ashi turned out fine. Rav Ashi is the author of the Talmud Bavli. Elam Rav Ashi. It's Ravina Rav Ashi. Elam, the Gemara says, Lav Chadal Abishu. Maybe it means in the reverse. It means if somebody's born on Sunday, he is going to be a Gvar, but V'loi Chadabe, he's going to have no bad. But the Gemara says that can't be, because Rav Ashi said, Anov Dimi Bar Karkusto, Havim Bechad B'Shabbat. Me and Dimi Bar Karkusto were born on Sunday. Anov Melech, I became a Melech, V'hu Reish Ganavi. He became the head of the Ganavim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo, what it means is, E Kuli Tivu I Kule Levishu. V'loi Chadabe means is that this person is going to have a single personality. He's going to be either 100% good, like Rav Ashi, or he's going to be 100% bad, like Bar Karkusta. Why? Because he was born on Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week, but either way, there's some element of Chada, that if somebody's born on Sunday, he's going to be either 100% good, or he's going to be 100% bad. Rashi adds one knech, and that is, Sunday is the first day of the week. It's the Rosh of the Shavua, so to speak, and that's why Rav Ashi was the Melech. He wasn't just good, but he was a Melech. He was a Rosh. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. And Bar Karkusta, who turned out to take this koyach of Sunday and use it negatively, he also became the Rosh. He was the Reish Ganavi. So the Gemara, hey man, the Betrei B'Shab, if somebody's born on Monday, Yigavar Ragzon, he's going to be angry. My time, oh? Mishum defligu be'maya. Because what happened on the second day of creation? When Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world on the second day, he divided the waters, the Mayim El Yoinim and the Mayim Atachtoinim. If somebody's angry, he's bekas, it leads to machoikis. That's why Chazal said Gehenim was created on the second day. We say it on the second day. That's how Yom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. But if someone is an angry person, it's probably because he was born on Monday. If somebody's born on Tuesday, he's going to be wealthy. Additionally, he's going to be involved in Znus. My time, because grass was created on Tuesday. Rashi says, Tupshatim, what grass has to do with wealth and what grass has to do with Znus. But Shad is grass grows b'shefa. So there's an idea of pruvu, that's znos. There's also an idea of anashiros. Hi man, the barba b'shava. Somebody's born on Wednesday. Hey gaver chokim v'nor. He's going to be very smart, and he's also going to enlighten the world. My time b'shum itul be ma'iros, because that's the day that the ma'iros were created. Hi man, the b'cham shabashav. If somebody's born on Thursday, hey gaver goyim chasadim. He's going to be a person that's going to do chesed. My time. Because fish and birds were created on Thursday. And dogim and oifos are disproportionately beneficiaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Because they don't have to struggle to have parnasa. They have their parnasa very, very prepared for them. As a result, if somebody is born on Thursday, the day that Hashem bestowed such chesed on the Dogim and the Oifais, he himself is going to be a Goymel Chesed. So what if somebody is born on Erev Shabbos? Yehi Gaver Chazron. He's going to be a person that's going to search for things. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, what's he going to be looking for? Chazron b'mitzvahs. He's going to be a person that's going to always be looking to do mitzvahs. On Erev Shabbos, people prepare for Shabbos. If somebody's born on Erev Shabbos, he's going to be a person that's going to live his life being Tereach the Shabbos. Hey, man, the Shabbos. Hey, what if somebody's born on Shabbos? The Shabbos Yomos. If someone's born on Shabbos, all we can say about him is that he's going to die on Shabbos. Why? Al dachilu aloy yoyme rabbi the Shabbos. Because being that when a woman gives birth on Shabbos, so we're forced to be Mechal Shabbos for this woman. She has a din of a chilu sheyesh beis hakana, as we saw in some of the previous sugyas. So this person was born into a situation where the child, even though it wasn't the child's fault, but the child on some level caused Chilul Shabbos. So there's a punishment, there's a mida keneged mida. This child is going to die. And not only is he going to die, this child is going to die on Shabbos. Meaning he can live till he's 120 years. But the point is, he's going to end up dying on Shabbos. Omer Rava bar Rav Sheila, Rava bar Rav Sheila added the Kaddisha Rabba Yiskri. This person, being that he was born on Shabbos, he's going to one day become a great holy person. So it's interesting. On the one hand, the fact that he was born on Shabbos is a negative omen. But then again, there's a flip side to this. There's also a positive one. So who said all this? This was written on a ledger. That's why we're talking about it. We're digressing from the ledgers that talk about needing Michael Behema for a Behema on Shabbos. Pinkasei de Ziri, Pinkasei de Levi. And this was custom about Pinkasei de Reb Shua ben Levi. And Reb Shua ben Levi basically said that a person's fate to a degree depends on what day of the week he was born. So if you're born on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos Kodesh, that could literally have a tremendous impact in your tchunas hanefesh, in your personality, in your upside potential, in exactly who you're going to be. It's interesting, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we spoke about this earlier in Masechta Shabbos, Rabbi Shua ben Levi was tapped in. He knew the Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had inside access to where even some of the greatest of all time didn't have access to. That's why a lot of the things we know about what happens on the other side comes from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So this is a little bit matim with what we know from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But either way, Rabbi Shua ben Levi wrote the following. So the Gemara says, Amadu Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina said to his Talmidim, Puku emru le bar Levi. Go tell bar Levi, as in Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Loi mazel yom goyim. He's making a mistake. And really, there is a concept of mazel, meaning when a person's born can determine exactly who this person's going to be. But it's not dependent on the day of the week. El mazel shogayrim, meaning there's a mazel that's associated with the hour of the day or the hour of the week, and it's the mazel of the Shah that's going to determine exactly who this person's going to be. So Rashi says that in order to fully appreciate the next part of the Gemara, you have to be familiar with the Zayin Mazolos. Just read Rashi, Dibra Masko Mazel Shah. Zayin Mazolos saying, HaMeshamshin Es HaShoyis. There's seven mazolos that reign during the hours. Ches Nun Chof Lamed Shin Tzadik Endemem. Chamo. Either way, Rashi's going to go through all of the seven. In English, by the way, it's the sun, the moon, Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. These are the names of the mazolos that have power during the Zayin Shoyis. And Rabbi Chanina told his Talmidim, go tell Rabbi Shua ben Levi, there is a concept of it matters when you're born, but not the day, but rather which one of these seven, again, it's seven also, but it's not the 7 days of the week. It's the seven mazolis that are tali in the Shah. And he went on to explain, hey man, the b'chamo, if someone's born during the hour of chamo, so yehe gavar zifson, he's number one, he's going to shine like the sun. Yehe ochel midalei v'shasa midalei, he's going to be self-sufficient. The sun is a source of light. The sun doesn't have to come on to anybody for anything. This person is going to be able to take care of himself. V'razoi galion, all his secrets will be revealed to other people. Meaning, if he's going to try to steal, like Matzlach, he's going to be exposed to everybody. Just like the sun is in full view of everybody. Everybody can see that. You look up, you always see the sun. So there's an idea that this person is going to be Razoi Galion. All his secrets are going to be revealed to him. If somebody is born during the hour where Venus rules. Yehe gavar atir v'zano yehe. He's going to be wealthy and he's going to be involved in znos. My time, and this was like according to Rabbi Shulam Halevi, if somebody's born on Tuesday. What's the reason? Because the planet of Venus is associated with fire. Fire is passion. And if a person is passionate, it can lead to wealth. It could also lead to znos. If someone's born during the hour of Mercury, yehe gavar nohem v'chokim. He's going to shine. He's also going to be very smart. Mishum the safra the chamahu, because Mercury, whatever this means, is the secretary. It's the scribe. It's the cipher. It's the cipher of the sun. So it has some of the milus of the sun. Hayman the belvano. If someone's born during the hour of the moon, yehi gavar sovel marin. So he's going to be a person that's going to suffer a lot. Banoi v'saser. He's going to build, and then things are going to be demolished. Saseru banoi, like the moon. The moon comes and goes. You see the moon. You don't see the moon. Achol the loydi le. The moon also is not a source of light. The moon reflects the light of the sun. His secrets are going to be hidden, like the moon, which can hide. If he steals, he could be successful. Either way, if someone's born during Saturn, he's going to be a person that everything that he tries to do is going to be bottle. Some say called the mechashman le'abetelin. And things that people try to do towards him is going to be bottled. Where do you see this? Because the word Shabbos is Miloshin Shabbos. Lo yishpoisu. It won't be bottled. Shabbos sometimes means bottles. Either way, there's an idea of a bottle. Either his machshavos are going to be bottle, or the machshavos that people plot against him are going to be bottle. Finally, Hayman de Betzedek, if someone's born during the hour of Jupiter, Yehei Gavar Tzadkin, he's going to be a man that does tzedek. Amar Nachman by Yitzchak, Tzadkin b'mitzvahs. It means, as it relates to mitzvahs, Hayman de B'madim, if someone's born during Mars, Yehei Gavar Ashidama, he's going to be a person that's going to cause blood to come out of other people. Rav Ashi explained. And this next line is famous. Iumana, either he's going to be a bloodletter, like a doctor. Iganova, he's going to be a ganev, who sometimes cause people to bleed. Itabacha, he's going to be a sheichet. Imayala, or he's going to be a mal. Rabbi said, Anob madam avoy. He says, I was born during madam. Rabbi said that I was born during the hour of Mars. Abaya said, it stems very much with Rebbe. Because Mar Nami, Anish Fakatal, Rebbe is this type of person. Rebbe is he's a person that's and it stems with the fact that Rabbah was born during the Mazel of Mars. We'll get back to this in the Rabbi. Itmar Reb Chanina said Mazel Machkim, Mazel Masher. The Mazel can cause a person to be smart. Mazel causes a person to be wealthy. V'yesh Mazel Yisrael. So Reb Chanina said Chachma and Ashiris comes from where? It comes from Mazel. So again, these Gemaras are obviously above our pay grade, but there's an idea of Mazel. The 7 days of the week, or the 7 hours, the Ches, Nun, Chaf, Lamed, Shin, Tzadik, Men, the sun and the moon and the five planets that were mentioned, they can dictate and they can determine what a person's going to end up being. So Reb Chanina put it all together. Reb Chanina said, here's the bottom line. A person's mazel could determine how smart he's going to be. A person's mazel could determine how wealthy he's going to be. And you want to know, if Yid didn't have mazel, you think maybe a Yid is different. Yesh mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, "Hey, mazel Yisrael." No, Yidden don't have mazel. Rabbi Yechon, Tamir, Rabbi Yechon, Shitas. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Minayin she mazel Yisrael. How do you know Yidden don't have mazel? Shneema, the pasuk says, "Koyamar Hashem el derech haGoyim al tilmodu." Don't follow the ways of the goyim. Umeyoses Hashemayim al techasu ki yechatu haGoyim mehemo. Meaning the Umay Yisrael, they used to look at the mazolos and the constellations. These were things that they took very seriously. So the pasuk says, "Koyamar Hashem el derech haGoyim al tilmodu." Don't do what the goyim do. Meaning they do it, but you shouldn't do it. What does it sound like? Heim yechatu. They should be afraid. Meaning the Navi is not saying that what they're doing is wrong. What they're doing maybe makes sense. Because for them, maybe they are under the mazel. So you want to understand your fate, understand your mazel. But for a Yid to do it, it's silly. This is Rabbi Yochanan Letameh, that Rabbi Yochanan argued with Rabbi Chanina. Again, Rabbi Chanina said there's mazel, and Rabbi Yochanan said, ain mazel. Incidentally, Rabbi Chanina is L'shitase. Right? Rabbi Chanina was the one who told his Talmidim, Puku emru leila bar livoy, loy mazel yoyim goyim ela mazel shogoyim. It's the same Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shulba Levi was the one that said it's the mazel of the day. Rabbi Chanina said it's not the mazel of the day, it's the mazel of the hour. Itmar Rabbi Chanina, it's the same Rabbi Chanina. But either way, since Rabbi Shulba Levi and Rabbi Chanina on the one side, so far, they hold yesh mazel, even the Yisrael. And then you have Rabbi Yochanan who says, ein mazel. So, the Gemara of Rav, so be mazel Yisrael. Rav also is a mazel Yisrael. Domer Rabbi Yehuda, 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 who's the Vayoytze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was Oysai? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was getting old, he didn't have any children, he was pleading to Hashem for children, and then finally, the Bris Bein Absar, Vayoytze Oysai HaChutza, Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside. What does this mean? Omer Avraham Avinu Tnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayna Shalaylam, Ben Beisi Yoyrish Oysi, my... Who's going to inherit me? Eliezer? My Eved? Amalei Lava. Hashem said, no. Ki Yemashe Yetzi Memeyecha. Your child is going to... Yarashi. Amalei Fano. Ribayinu Shalom. Sakalti Bitzakninu Shali. I've consulted with my in-house astrologers. The Eni Roy Lahayla Ben. And I was told that I'm not going to have any children. Amalei. Zakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. Tzei mi itztagninu shalcha. Vayoytzei oysei achutze means go away from your astrologers. Why? She'ein mazal Yisrael. Because there's no mazal Yisrael. And it's true. There is a concept of an astrologer, and they serve a purpose, but for the Umay Sa'ilam, not for a Yid. So what's the rest of the story? My Daitech, what are they thinking? The Kayit Tzedek B'mayrav, and the reason is because when you were born, Tzedek, Jupiter, was in the west, and somehow that's causing you not to have any children. Madrana Umay Kmina Leve Mizrach, I'm going to move it to the east. Somehow this can be undone. V'haynu d'chsiv me'heyer mi'mizrach tzedek yikra'el l'ragloi. What's the rest of the story? This Gemara that we just learned right now. Incidentally, if you take a look at Rashi and Chumash on this pasuk, v'yoytzi yoytzi achutza, what does Rashi say? Avraham Avinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same thing. And he told him, I spoke to my itztagninus, and they told me that I can't have any children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, you're right, Avram in a moilet. Avram moilet. Meshana Shem, Meshana Mazel. Hashem went ahead and he changed Avram Avinu's name from Avram to Avram, which is not like the Gemara that we just learned. Our Gemara says that what did Hashem tell Avram Avinu? He told him, Tzei me itztagninus shalcha, why she'ein mazel Yisrael. From Rashi and Chumash, it's mashma faker. It's mashma yesh mazal Yisrael. It's mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, you're right, Avram ain't in Moilud, but Avram Moilud. So what's Pashup Shat? What's the machloikis between Rashi and Chumash? The Makar to Rashi and Chumash is a medrash. So what's Pashup Shat? What's the machloikis between the medrash that Rashi quotes in Chumash and the Gemara right here? So Pashup, you could say, yesh mazal Yisrael, ain't mazal Yisrael. Rav holds a mazal Yisrael. So Rav understood that Hashem's time that Avram Avinu was, say mitztagnir shol chawai, she'ein mazal Yisrael. Rashi in Chumash that quotes the Medrash is going like Reb Chanina. It's going like Reb Shua ben Levi, the Yesh Mazal Yisrael. So Yesh Mazal Yisrael, you can't say Mazal Yisrael. Narvas, a different Chashman. You can change your Mazal. How are you going to change your Mazal? You can go from being Avram to being Avram. That's Pashup Shat. I think another way to be Mazal the Machloikis is, did Avram Avinu have a din of a Yid? Or did Avram Avinu have a din of a Ben Noach? This is the Mishnah Melech's Chakira in his first drasha, Brashas Drachim. Ein Mazal Yisrael is only going to work if you hold that Avram Avinu had a din of a Yid. Yesh Loimar, that the Medrash, that Rashi quotes of Parshas Lech Lecha, held like the other tzad in the Mishnah Melech's Chakira in drasha Aleph and Brashas Drachim. He held that Avram Avinu had a din of a Ben Noach. So if he had a din of a Ben Noach, it doesn't pass to say Ein Mazal Yisrael. Meaning it could be the Medrash that Rashi quotes also holds like Rav, also holds like Rabbi Yoy, like Shmuel, as we're about to see, that ain't Mazal Yisrael. Narvas, Avram Avinu didn't have a din of a Yisrael. Had he had a din of a Yid, if this was after Matan Torah, it would be one thing. Avram Avinu kept the Torah, but he kept it as a Ben Noach. Either way, it could be the Machloikis is Yesh Mazal Yisrael or Ein Mazal Yisrael. Inami, the Machloikis is, did Avram Avinu, the others who kept Kol HaTorah Kulu before Matan Torah, did they have a din of a Yid or a din of a Goy? Either way, it's a Machloikis Bedover Ha'oimed Berumay Shalaylam. One more in the world of Lamdis, one more in the world of philosophy and theology. But either way, is the Machloikis Yesh Mazal Yisrael or Ein Mazal Yisrael? Or is the Machloikis the others that kept the Torah before Matan Torah had a din of a Yid or had a din of a non-Jew? Either way. So we have Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Chanina who hold Yesh Mazal Yisrael. We have Rabbi Yoichanan and Rav who hold Ein Mazal Yisrael. So after Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Nami Ein Mazal Yisrael. We can infer from a Maise Shahoya Kachoya with Shmuel, that he also held Ein Mazal Yisrael. The Shmuel, the Avlet, have a Yasvi. Shmuel and Avlet were once sitting together. Rashi says, who was Avlet? Shem Chacham Nachri, who was a Chacham Nachri, the Chayze B'Kai Chavim. He was a Chayze B'Kai Chavim. He was an astrologer. So Shmuel and Avlet are sitting together. Have a Ka'azli Hanach Inchi La'agman. They saw people, they were going to a swamp. Only Avlet, the Shmuel. So Avlet turns to Shmuel. So Avlet is he's the expert. He's the guru. He understands astrology. He said, Hai Gabra Azav Le'yath. You see that person right there, the one to the left? He's not coming back. I know, based on the mazalos, he's going to die. Why? Tarik lechid yomais. You see, he's going to be bitten by a snake. They're in a swamp. And he's going to... Amale Shmuel. So Shmuel told Avle, Ibar Yisrael, if he's a Yid, azov v'asei. Meaning, Avle, I know what you do for a living. You're an astrologer. So you're assuming, based on the mazalos, he's not going to come back. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know if he's Jewish or not. But if he's a Yid, then what you're saying now is no shaykhis. The Gemara says, Adi Yasvi, they were sitting together, Shmuel and Avle, azov v'asei. This person came back. Come Avle, chadi latune. So Avle got up, and he took the reeds that this person, I guess they went to cut reeds. They took the reeds and he threw it off. And he saw that there was a snake inside his pack of reeds that had bit through the reeds, but apparently he never bit this person. Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel said, "My avdus." So he turns to this man. He says, "Tell me, what do you do?" Amalei told him like this: "Kol yoyma, or like, did anything unique happen just now?" So he said, "Yeah, every day having arminon." We're a group of people, we go cut reeds, that's what we do for a living, and you know, it comes time to eat lunch, so everybody takes a little bit of bread, and they put it into a basket, and you know, we share our lunch. I saw one person, and I realized he didn't have any bread. Nebuchadnezzar, man, he didn't even have pas b'melech, have a komichsev, and he was embarrassed, because he wasn't going to be able to contribute to this group effort. So I said, he says, let me get up, I'm going to collect the bread today. Meaning, instead of everybody getting up and putting the bread into this little basket, let me go, and I'm going to collect it. He said, when I came to this person, I made believe that I was collecting bread from him, but really, I never took any bread from him. So Shmuel told the person, mitzvah avdus, what you did is a mitzvah, and that's why you were spirit. Meaning, Avi was right. This Gemara is very yisoidist, I guess, but so I'm going to say. Avi was right that really the mazel was supposed to cause this person to die. But he did something to overcome his mazel. The reason it worked is because he's a yid, and Shmuel holds a mazel Yisrael. But the point is, he was able to overcome it. How do you overcome it? With the chesed. So the Gemara says, Nafik Shmuel v'darash. Shmuel got up and he said the following drash. Utztaka tatzel mimavas, we know. V'loy mi misa mishuna. It doesn't just mean tztaka tatzel mimavas, meaning if a person is supposed to die, so instead of dying a misa mishuna, he'll die a different type of misa. No. Eli mi misa atzma. Tztaka can literally spare a person from death. Zok the Gemara. Umed Rabbi Kiva nami a mazel Yisrael. We know from Rabbi Kiva also. Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. A famous Gemara. The astrologers told his daughter, "Ahu yoyma the ayla lebeganana." The day they told Rabbi Akiva, the day that your daughter gets married, tarik lechiv yom misa. A snake is going to bite her, and she's going to die. Have a deiga mil satuva. Rabbi Kiva was very worried about it. This is Rabbi Akiva, who's never bepachei nefesh, by the way. Have a deiga mil satuva. Interesting, right? We have a Gemara here where Rabbi Akiva's worried. So that day, the woman, she took something that she was wearing. That's the baguda. She stuck it into the wall. It just so happens that as she did that, it was a needle, and the needle went into the eye of the snake. It killed the snake. The next morning, she went to take her pin out of the wall. So she had a pin. She sticks it into the wall. Just so happens, she kills the snake. The next morning, she comes to take it out. She pulls it out. What's attached to the needle? There's a snake here. So she comes quickly, and she tells her father what happened. So she said, "My avdus, like what? Like did something happened the day of Chasna, like what went on?" Amar Leshi said like this: "Panya asa anya kara abava." During the wedding, there was an Araman came and he was knocking. Nobody heard her. Nobody heard him. Have you treated Kuliyama besuda? So everybody was busy with the suda. Velekhi the shamis koimno. So she said, "I got up. Shkalti laristano idiyahavid. I took my own portion and I gave it to the Araman. You have to know." Amar Leshi. So Rabbi Akiva said, "Mitzvah avdis. You did a mitzvah and that's when you were speared. Not like Rabbi Akiva v'darash utstaka tatzel mimavas flemi misa meshuno elam." So the Gemara says, you see from this story with Rabbi Akiva that obviously, again, a mazel Yisrael. Why did he say a mazel Yisrael? Because based on the mazel, this woman was supposed to have died. So if a Yid would have mazel, then this girl, Rabbi Akiva's daughter, would have died. The reason Rabbi Akiva's daughter didn't die was, the reason Rabbi Akiva's daughter didn't die is because she did a chesed. But that's only as a result of the fact that ain mazel Yisrael. So again, we have Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Chanina, they hold yesh mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said the day of the week, Rabbi Chanina said mazel shogar, but they both held yesh mazel Yisrael. We have Rav who holds ain mazel Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan holds ain mazel Yisrael, and then the Gemara says, from the story with Shmuel, and even from the story of Rabbi Akiva, you also see a mazel Yisrael. Says the Gemara, one final story, Umed Rab Nachman bar Nitzchak, Nami a mazel Yisrael. From the following story that the Gemara is about to tell, with Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak, we can also infer that in Mazal Yisrael. This next Gemara is probably the most famous. The Imei the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amr Le Kaldoi. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's mother was told by astrologers that Breich Ganav Ahava, your child is going to grow up to be a Ganav. So the Gemara says she was very worried. She didn't want her son to be a Ganav. She never allowed him to walk outside without a yarmulke. He always covered his head. She told him, Kasi Reshech, I want you to know this is very important for you. You always have to cover your head. Because it's important for you to have your Shemayim. Not just that, Davin. The Gemara says, have a yoda, my Karmelay. But he never understood why his mother, like, what's the big deal? Why can I never take off my yarmulke? One day, Yosef Gagaris Tusi Diklo. He was sitting, he was learning underneath a tree. Nafal Glima Mi'ilove Reshech. And as he's learning, all of a sudden, his yarmulke, or his whatever it was, the glima, the shirt that was on his head, fell off. Dali Ene Chazal Adikla. He looked up and he saw this tree. Alme Yitzre, his Yetzahara literally got the best of him. Solik Paske Lekibur B'Shinei. He literally climbed up. This is Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. He climbed up the tree to grab a little bit of dates and he ate it. Meaning his natural inclination to be a ganav suddenly came out. So what do you see from here? You see again in Mazel Yisrael. Because you see really, based on the mazel of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, we'll explain this a little bit better later. But you see that based on the mazel of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he should have been a ganav. But he was able to overcome his status of being a ganav. How do you overcome being a ganav? By wearing the yarmulke. But that's only if you hold a mazel Yisrael. Because if you hold yesh mazel Yisrael, there would be no way of overcoming your ability to your, no way of overcoming your mazel. Either way, we're going to learn a little bit more Gemara. This concludes that Gadata portion of the daf. We're going to return now to some real Masech to Shabbos, a little bit of a Gemara, and then we'll go back and speak out a little bit of Rei. Zok de Mishnah, Mechatchen Asadino Lefnei Behemo. You're allowed to cut gourds and feed it to an animal on Shabbos. That's the theme of the end of the parak, the end of the parak. Vesan avela if neyak klavim, you let it cut up in avela and give it to dogs. Yehuda Yehuda says, "I'm lehoyis in avela me'erev Shabbos asura." If the avela wasn't prepared before Shabbos, meaning if the animal was alive before Shabbos, it wasn't an avela before Shabbos, they are not allowed to do this. Why not? L'fishenim ben amuchan, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only allowed to handle something that was prepared before Shabbos. But if it wasn't prepared before Shabbos, it's not going to be okay. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. Are you allowed to give an avela to a dog on Shabbos if the animal, this nevela, was alive before Shabbos? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it was not mina muchan, it's aser. It has to have been muchan. According to the Tanna Kamma, it does not have to be muchan. Rabbi Yehuda obviously is l'shut aser. Rabbi Yehuda throughout Masechet Shabbos is islay muksa. So that's Rabbi Yehuda holds that it would have to be muchan. Who's the Tanna Kamma? Presumably it's Rabbi Shimon, who's l'slay muksa. So this is just another Mishnah, another sugya where you have this machloikis of yeah mukta or no mukta. Zok de Gemara itmar oral shachas simen. Amar ulo. Ulo said halachas Rabbi Yehuda. The halachas like Rabbi Yehuda that holds yesh mukta. Vaf rav sovar halachas Rabbi Yehuda. Rav also holds halachas Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know that? Mid the karki de zuzi. So this actually takes us back to daf yutes amid beis. Literally 135 dafin ago, where the Gemara brought a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel with regards to these mats. So these were mats that were used to cover cargo. Zuzi, incidentally, usually means money, cash, geld. But over here, Rashi says Zuzi means something else. Zuzi asfinois balashan arami. Kach matzasi b'tshuvas ha-goyim. So these were mats that were on ships that were used to cover cargo. So again, a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether they're considered a muktzah or not. And Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in that case. So you see, Rav also holds the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Ula said the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, v'shmul Shari and Shmuel over there held it was mutter. Vaf Levi said halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Levi also said halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Ki hadal Levi ki have a meisi trifsel that can maybe be a mitava. If somebody brought a treifa, an animal, to Levi to inspect to see it is a treifa, it's not a treifa. They have because of the elikios vakul kalisos. He didn't want to hold it. He would put it like near the garbage dump. That's where he would sit down to look at it. And the reason is because he was afraid. What happens if it ends up being a treifa that it's going to be mukta? This would only be a problem if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So the amad dimole miskashra vafilu klavim lechazi. And if that's the case, you're going to end up with a real case of muksa. So the Gemara says that Ula, Rav, and Levi were all of the opinion that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda yesh muksa. Incidentally, we had a simen. What's the simen? Oral shacha simen. So this is oral. Ula, Rav, and Levi. And the first part of the simen are the three amayram that hold the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. It's interesting. Oral. Right, we're discussing who's Arugus, Rosh HaTevis, Ula, Rav, and Levi, Tzarech Bir. But either way, what's the second part of the Simen? Shachas. Who's Shachas? These are the three Amirom that held Fakert. Halacha is like Reb Shimon. Shmuel Am Halacha Reb Shimon. The Avs Iri Savar Halacha Reb Shimon. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Behemish and Meso, a behemoth that dies, Loyaz, Zenim, and Kaimo, you're not letting him move it. Tigram has Iri. Iri said that Behemoth's Kachin. This is only Behemoth's Kachin. Ava Bechulin chapter Dama, you let him move Behemoth's Chulin. So what do you see from there? You see that he holds like Reb Shimon, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, an animal that dies on Shabbos, even if it's a behemah schulim, you would not be allowed to move. After Rabbi Yochanan, Malach Rabbi Shimon, Yochanan also the Malach is like Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the three. Meaning, what's the Shachas? The Shin is Shmuel. The Ches is Rabbi Yochanan. And the Zion is the Iri. So Oral are the three Amiram that held the Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Shachas are the three Amiram that held the Halachas like Rabbi Shimon. So one of the three Amiram that held the Halachas like Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yochanan. Faith me, Rabbi Yochanan and Hachi. Do Rabbi Yochanan hold the Halachas like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yochanan Halachas Stam Mishnah. We know Rabbi Yochanan hold the Halachas Stam Mishnah. Time to the Mishnah. Eitz Menakaris. You're not allowed to take beams, cut it up, and use it for firewood. You can't even take a beam that broke on Yontif and use it now to fuel a fire. Why not? Because these beams were set aside for binyan. As a result, they're muktzah. So if they're muktzah, you're not allowed to use it. So this is a Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah seems to be going to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Who's this like muktzah? So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan's Allah is like Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, who can Rabbi Yehuda you have to say Rabbi Yochanan now, that's not really not a Stam Mishnah, but rather it was like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. If it was a Stam Mishnah, you're right, we'd have a problem. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is Allah, Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't that a Stam Mishnah that holds Allah like Rabbi Yehuda? It's a Mishnah that holds Allah like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not a Stam Mishnah that holds Allah like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a Stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma, Maschilim, Arimis, Ateven, Avalo, Be'etzim, Sheb, Mukta. So again, it's Yontif, and you want to fuel a fire. So you're allowed to take you're allowed to take a stack of straw and use it for fuel, but you're not allowed to take the wood that's out in the muktzah, that's out in the backyard. Why not? Because Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Stam Mishnah. So you see, again, there's a Stam Mishnah that says, like Rabbi Yehuda, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says, Hasan ba'arzi ba'ashuchi. That was talking about expensive wood. The muktzah machmas chasar and kiss. So what? And I feel the Reb Shimon Maidah. Even Reb Shimon's Maidah. Yeah, even Reb Shimon, that's less like Muktzah. We know he really holds a Muktzah. Less like Muktzah is relative. Relative to Reb Yehuda, he's less like Muktzah. The point is that Muktzah, Machmas, Chasar, and Kis, something that's very valuable, something that if you use frivolously, could end up costing you a lot of money. Even Reb Shimon holds his muktzah on Shabbos. That Mishnah is true as a Stam Mishnah that holds a muktzah, but it's the kind of muktzah even Reb Shimon holds of. So it's not a steer Reb Yochanan holds like Reb Shimon. Tashma, e mashkin v'shoichten esamid barioys. You're not allowed to water an animal. They used to water animals before they shechted. So you're not allowed to water an animal or shecht an animal. We're focusing on the shechita. If this is an animal that drezach in the midbar, avol mashkin v'shoichten esabaisoys. But the domesticated animals, the animals that are more in civilization, those are ones that you are allowed to shecht. Now, why can't you shecht an animal that's out in the midbar? Because it wasn't muchan. Who holds it has to be muchan? Rabbi Yehuda. This is again a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan holds halacha like Stam Mishnah, which means how Rabbi Yochanan has to hold halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha like Rabbi Shimon? How could he be one of the three shachas that holds halacha like Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrin Ashach. Sure, this is a good kasha. This is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yochanan had another Stam Mishnah. This is a Mishnah we had recently. Back BML Shulchan, that's something so clipping. When a person finishes eating, so he's allowed to take the bones and the husks, and he's allowed to remove from the table. So Imrim, no, Masalik is at tavla gula menara. You're not allowed. It's muktzah. You have to do a total menatzad. You have to take the plate, shake it off, and remove it that way. Amar Rav Nachman, Anu Ein Lanu Ella Beishamai Kerab Yehuda Ubeisol Kerab Shimon. This is where Bschayu Ben Avkulas comes in the Tosefta. But Rav Nachman had a different girsa. He said Beishamai is the one that says it's okay, and Beishamai is the one that said it's not okay. Now it doesn't mention Beisol's name here. That means Beisol really is a Stam Mishnah. I mean, it's not clear why this is a Stam Mishnah, but either way, so we're saying that this is a Stam Mishnah. Rashi says, Beis Hillel Choshev Kistam, right? So Beis Hillel is considered a Stam Mishnah. So you see over here that there's a Stam Mishnah that holds that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. So Enechinami, there's a Stam Mishnah like Reb Yehuda that says like Moksa. And Reb Yechon's halacha Kistam Mishnah. So how can Reb Yechon hold halacha Reb Shimon? Because there's another Stam Mishnah. Reb Yechon went like this Stam Mishnah over that Stam Mishnah. Bottom line, as it relates to the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Pligi bar Rabbi Achav Rabbi. Chadama once said, "B'chol Hashabbos kula halacha Rabbi Shimon." All the halachas of muktzah on Shabbos, halachas like Rabbi Shimon. L'bar mi muktzah machmas mias. The exception of muktzah machmas mias. There we go, like Rabbi Yehuda, we're machmas. Mind you, what's an example of muktzah machmas mias? Ner Yoshan, a ner Yoshan, a lamp that was made of earthenware. sugya in Parakira that was used once. So being that it's a shtickel disgusting, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's islay mokta, it's considered mokta, according to Rabbi Shimonah. So that's the one chumrah where we go like Rabbi Yehuda. Chadam, the other one said, the mokta machas mias, not be alach Rabbi Shimonah. The alach is like Rabbi Shimonah, even by mokta machas mias. The labar, the one time the alach is like Rabbi Yehuda, is mokta machas iser. Something that was also in the beginning of Shabbos. If you had a candle that was lit in the beginning of Shabbos, so beginning of Shabbos, you weren't allowed to touch the candle. Shema Yechava, right? So that's not something you're allowed to do. So once it was also b'knisas haShabbos, it becomes known as muktzah machmas iser. That's the one type of muktzah where we go like Rabbi Yehuda. My new neir should liku b'bayis haShabbos, and that was in the beginning of Shabbos. Alva muktzah machmas chesaron kiss. What about muktzah machmas chesaron kiss? I feel the Rabbi Shimon Maida. Even Rabbi Shimon's Maida is considered muktzah. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Kol haKelim you tell on the Shabbos, you're allowed to carry all kelim on Shabbos. Chutz mi maser agadol, with the exception of a large saw, v'yasid shel machresha, and another tool that was used out in the field for agricultural purposes. But the bottom line is, these are examples of muktzah machmas chesaron kiss. And when it comes to muktzah machmas chesaron kiss, even Rav Shimon's going to be moita. So this last gemara, a big time machlokes amayron, as it relates to the machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda that really escorted us throughout the masechta. Rav Yehuda's islay muktzah, Rav Shimon's leslay muktzah. Now, of course, everybody holds a muktzah, but as far as the degree, Rav Yehuda was machmer, Rav Shimon was mekel. From Nehemiah, by the way, is the third sheet that was even more machmer than Rav Yehuda. But who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? Do we paskin like Rav Shimon? So you have Oral Simon, halachik Rav Yehuda, Ula, Rav and Levi, and you have Shacha Simon, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Ze'iri, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. And then the Gemara concluded, and the Gemara said, Pligi bar of Achav Ravina. One said, Kol HaShabbos Kud Halacha Rav Shimon, Lebar Mi this, and the other one said, Kol HaShabbos Kud Halacha Rav Shimon, Lebar Mi something else. It's interesting, there's some Rishonim that say that as it relates to the last Gemara, Chad Omar B'Kol HaShabbos Kud Halacha Rav Shimon, it doesn't mean only in Hilchas Muktzah. But it means all the Rav Shimon's in Masechta Shabbos. Rav Shimon was less like Muktzah. Rav Shimon holds that Dov Hashem is Chavin's Mutter. Rav Shimon that holds Malach Hashem Tzricha Leguv is Potter. There are others as well. B'chol HaShabbos Kula means all the Rav Shimon's in Masechta Shabbos we paskin like. And the truth is a very big chiddush, because ordinarily we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. The Gemara says in Erev and Vavam and Beis, whenever there's a machlokes in Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi, the halach is never like Rav Shimon. K'day Rav Shimon lisman chalav b'shas adchak. But we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. Yet, when it comes to the Shabbos, b'chol haShabbos kula halach Rav Shimon. So we spoke at a raid bite about this on Shabbos, Taflam and Gimel. Shabbos is me'ir olam haba. Lasad lovei darizal said the halach is going to be like Rav Shimon. Ayin sham. I think it's a raid bite that really puts a lot of the Masechta together. But just as it relates to today's daf, two short ha'aris. The first ha'aris, what was the main theme of the daf? The main theme of the daf was the ledger, not of Ze'iri, which spoke about Hilchas Shabbos, feeding animals on Shabbos, not of Levi, which also spoke about feeding animals on Shabbos, but the ledger of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And Kosev HaPinkaseid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Depending on what day of the week a person's born, that's going to determine what this person's going. Sunday, Azoy, Monday, like that. Tuesday, like that. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, and he told his Talmidim, Puku Emru Lev Bar Levi. Go tell Bar Levi. Who called Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Bar Levi? Incidentally, Mashiach. Right? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mel Yo Navi, and he said, when's Mashiach coming? He said, go ask him. He said, where is he? He sits at the gates of Rome. So he goes to the gates of Rome, and he sees it. As soon as he says, Shalom Alecha, Mayri V'Revi, then he says, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levi. He called him Bar Levi. But here, Rabbi Chanina said, Puka Emrule, Pasha Bar Levi sounds a little derogatory. Could be it was actually a shvach. It could be Bar Levi. He was the one who was called Bar Levi by Eliyahu Hanavi, by Mashiach. But either way, he told Gota Bar Levi that I agree. There's a concept of when a person's born somehow dictating what his fate is going to be. But it's not the day. It's not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But it's the mazel. The seven mazalos. It's based on hours. There's a whole cheshbon, and based on the hour of the day, that's going to do. And from there, the Gemara got into a whole discussion. Is there mazel Yisrael? Does that even exist? So the Gemara said, Reb Chanina, that's Reb Chanina, he held Yesh Mazel Yisrael. Reb Shulman Levi clearly held Yesh Mazel Yisrael. But the Gemara says there were others that held Yesh Mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav, and Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva. And they were brought right from the story with Reb Nachman by Yitzchak. Either way, a major shayla. Yesh Mazel Yisrael or Ein Mazel Yisrael. Tosfos, on Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, asks, he doesn't understand. This Gemara seems to make it into a major shayla, whether Yesh Mazel Yisrael or Ein Mazel Yisrael. So Tosfos says, I have another Gemara, a Mefurash Gemara. My cotton daf chav ches amar aleph. The Gemara says, Bane chayu mezoyne. Lav b'schus etalya milsa, el b'mazal talya milsa. Now Rav is the one that said it, but it doesn't sound like anyone argues with Rav in that Gemara. So Tosfos says, I have two Gemaras. I have a Gemara Shabbos, 156a and b, where the Gemara goes into great detail. Rabbi Shulchan Levi, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, whether Yesh Mazal Yisrael, Eish Mazal Yisrael. And here I have a sugya where there doesn't seem to be any machloikis. Rava said, Bani Chayu Mazoini, Lav Beschusa Talia Milsa, Ela Bemazal Talia Milsa. Says Taisvis, you have to say that the two Gemara shtem. It's not a stereo. So what does our Gemara mean when it says Eimazal Yisrael? The other Gemara says Mefurish Banei Chay Gzin Parnus Anachas Lav Beschus Atal Yimilsa Ela Bemazvi Atal Yimilsa. Says Toises become Mokoy Al Yidei Schus Gadol Mishtana. Al Yidei Schus Gadol Mishtana. What it means is that a Yid also has Mazal for sure. Banei Chay Mizani Lav Beschus Atal Yimilsa Ela Bemazvi Atal Yimilsa. However, a Yid can change his Mazal. A guy is a mazel Yisrael, which means he can't change his mazel. His mazel is what it is. A yid has the ability to change his mazel. And the truth is, it's before the Gemara that we learned. Because the Gemara brought a raya from Shmuel that he held a mazel Yisrael. Or from the story that happened with Shmuel that a mazel Yisrael. What was the raya? Because there were these chevra, they went to cut reeds. And Avlet, who was a renowned astrologer, he told Shmuel, I'm letting you know right now, making this call, a prediction, you're going to see this person's not making it back. And now is he going to die? He's going to die with a snake bite. And it turns out he didn't die. Why? Because he did a chesed. And that was a raya in Mazal Yisrael. It sounds to me that you could have learned that Gemara that it was a raya Yesh Mazal Yisrael. Because what happened? Really, he was supposed to have died from the snake. He found it in his backpack. He had a snake. Narvas, he was able to overcome it. So what do you see from the Gemara? That in Mazal Yisrael doesn't mean there is no Mazal. Of course there's Mazal. What it means is a Yid can overcome his Mazal. That was the story with Rabbi Akiva. That was the story with Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. In other words, the Shail of Yesh Mazal Yisrael, Eiz Mazal Yisrael, says Tosfos, is not is there Mazal or is there no Mazal. That's a misnomer. In Mazal Yisrael is like Rav Shimon's Leslei Mukta. The first half of the daf and the second half of the daf. Of course, Yesh Mazal Yisrael. Of course, Rav Shimon holds a muksa. But there's an idea of Leslei muksa. There's an idea of Ein Mazal Yisrael. What does it mean, Ein Mazal Yisrael? Ein Mazal Yisrael means that a yid can overcome his mazal. You see, a guy could have done all that chesed in the world. It wouldn't have helped him. But a yid has a concept that al yidei schos gadol, al yidei chesed, stokat tatzel mimov, as we just learned to Gemara, kol merachim al abriyas, merachim al ben hashamayim. There's an idea of a yid can do a chesed and it can change his faith. So yeah, does a person have a mazel? Of course. Of course a person has a mazel. That's the Gemara. Everyone holds a person has a mazel. What's then the shayla of Yesh Mazel Yisrael or Ein Mazel Yisrael? Whether you can change your mazel. Which means, by the way, the Reb Chanina and Reb Shua the Levi who held Yesh Mazel Yisrael held you can't change your mazel. Which is scary. It means you can't change your mazel. They hold you can't change it. Because if you can change it, then that's Ein Mazel Yisrael. So everyone holds as a mazel. And that's the Gemara, Ma'ikot and Chavches, just partial understanding the sugya. Ma'ikot and Chavches, this is the part of the sugya that's within our pay grade. I mean, everything else is above. But this part, at least just understand what's going on. Whatever even mazel means. But everyone holds yesh mazel. Whatever mazel is, yesh mazel Yisrael. That's the Gemara, Ma'ikot and Chavches. Bani chayim mazoini, la b'schus atal yimilsa, el b'mazel atal yimilsa. What's the shayla, yesh mazel, ein mazel? Can you change your mazel or can you not change your mazel? Yesh mazel Yisrael holds you cannot change your mazel. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, Avada they held a mazel Yisrael. And there's so many Gemaras that talk about a person can change his mazel. So there's no question a Yid can change his mazel. There's nothing to talk about. But at the same time, there's also no question that every Yid, every single person, is born with his mazel. Again, the Shaila is whether you can change it or whether you cannot change it. The truth is, there's a Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'teish Hashanim. Vayir Hashem el Avram. Vayomer Eila v'ani keil shakai. His halech lefonai v'yehei samim. And what's about to happen? Avraham Avinu is going to get the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and then Avraham Avinu is going to have a child, and the child is going to be Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham Avinu's fate, everything's about to change. Right? Avraham Avinu is 99 years old. Right as of now, Eliezer Eben Avraham is the one that's going to yarshin him. But Vayi Avram ben Tishim Tshana v'seish Hashanim Vayir Hashem el Avram Vayomer Eilu v'ani keil shakai his halich lefonai v'yehei tamim. The Ramban says that Hashem, when he revealed himself to Avraham Avinu at this very critical time, he revealed himself with which one of the names? Ani keil shakai. Not Havaya, not Elikim, not Tzvoka. It's Ani keil shakai. So he says, why keil shakai? V'tam lahaskir ato zeh Hashem. Just one blurb from this Ramban. Ki bo yeyasu hanisim hanestarim l'tzadikim. This name Shakai is a name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses when he wants to perform hidden miracles to tzadikim. Lahatzel mimaves nafsham ulechayosam berov kichol anisim anasim laavram ulaavus ukechol abam betoyer bepashas and bechukoyse ubepashas vayikisavay bebrachos ubeklolis. Listen to this. Shekulam nisim hey. The whole parshas bechukoyse is really nisim. Why? What's nisim? In bechukoyse teilechu shetiu amel batoyer venasati gishmeichem beitam. The sea is not being split. There's nothing that's happening shaloike derech hateva. But says the Ramban, that's really a miracle. Ki ein min hateva sheyavoyu aksham and beitam bavdeinu alekim. Because really, based on teva, it shouldn't rain when we do mitzvahs. It shouldn't be va'atzer as hashamayim v'lo yiyamater when we do averos. V'lo yishayu hashamayim kibarzel kashen nizru v'shan hashviyas. V'chein kol ha'yudim shebetayru. Kulam nisim. Why? Because really based on teva, there's something called mazel. And mazel is what's supposed to control the world. But there's a concept that yidin don't operate with mazel. And because yidin don't operate with mazel, we overcome the mazolos. Ubekulam tisnatzach mareches ha-mazolos. Elo she'im behem shinui mimin hogo shalolom. Kinisim anasim ha-yidei Moshe Rabbeinu v'asir ha-makos. Ubekriyas hayam v'hamon v'ha-be'er v'zulosim. She'im moivsim v'shanu v'teva v'firsum. V'im she'yiyosu v'shem ha-miyuchad. Asher higadoy v'shem yudkei v'ofkei. But now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, there's something going to be called Klal Yisrael. This is where it started. This is what's happening right now. It's going to be Bris Mila, the first mitzvah. Amira Yechida. Sasa Noich Alim Rasecha. Rashi in the beginning of Parish. Perik Rebbe Lez in the middle. This is the Imrasecha. This is the first mitzvah Avraham Avinu is going to get. He's going to have Yitzchak Avinu right now. This could be Yitzchak Yikarl Chazera. There's going to be a Klal Yisrael. So Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, I want you to know how I'm going to operate with Klal Yisrael. I'm going to operate with the Shem Shakai. And the Shem Shakai is a Shem of miracle. Because Klai Yisrael is a miracle. Because really, based on Teva, there's something called Mazel. And based on Mazel, there should be no such thing of a Mechukaisa Teilechu, Shetiu Amenu Batoira, and otherwise. No, because it doesn't make sense. That's Teva. But we don't operate with Teva. We operate with miracles. And this whole idea of Mechukaisa Teilechu, of the second parish of Kriyashma, Voye Ekiv Tishmon, all these brachas and klalos is all the Mailman Teva. The difference is, it's not Shaloi kederech hateva bigger miracles. It's derech hateva bigger miracles. You wake up in the morning, you look at the weather, it says rain, you don't know what's going up, you know, bechadrei chadarim, that really wasn't supposed to rain, but because it was in b'chukaisai teilechu, because there were bachrim harving and learning, so now there's going to be v'nasati gishmecha b'itam. That's not something we're privy to. So as far as we know, if you saw the sea split, then it'd be a different story. The point is, it's all miracles. But the difference is, there's two types of miracles. There's the nes b'derech hateva, there's the nes shaloi b'derech hateva. The nes that's shaloi k'derech hateva, that's the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. That was the Shem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu with. All the nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Esam Makos and the Mon and the Be'er, that all happened with the Shem Avaya. This is a different Shem. This is the Shem of Shakai. The Shem of Shakai is also a Shem of Nes, but this is the Shem of Teva. So why is Teva a Nes? Because at the end of the day, ki hu atakif haminatzeach sheyigbar al mazoloi v'yoy lebon. Fascinating. Either way, this is the idea, this is the Pashat idea of a Mazel Yisrael. Again, it's from a high level, this is really above our pay. I'll tell you one interesting thing. One interesting thing is the Mishnah Brura very rarely quotes Kabbalah. I mean, Shabur is Ainli Asik bin Astaris, but I mean, it's halacha. But very rarely does it quote. There's a place in Hilchos Seuda where he says that there's an inyan al pi Kabbalah that when you eat bread, you should take the bread and you should dip it into salt three times. So paspa melech, but you should dip it in al kol korban chatakri melech, but you should dip it into salt three times. So what's the rest of the story? So the Kavachayim brings it b'shem the Mekubalim. The Mekubalim said because the word mazla is begematria 78. Mazla in Aramaic, not mazel, but mazla, it's begematria 78. Mem zayin lamed is 77. With the aleph, it's 78. Melach, as in salt, is also begematria 78. The shem havaya is begematria 26. 26 times 3 is also 78. The Gemara says, "Bani chayu mezoyni lav b'schus atalya milsa, ela b'mazla talya milsa." So what you do is, when you eat bread, Shabbos Kodesh, you take your bread and you dip it in three times. Bane havaya, chaye havaya, Mezoine Havaya. It's Bonei Chayu Mezoine, 26, 26, 26. You recognize that even though it's true, there's something called Mazel. Bonei Chayu Mezoine, Labes Chusa Talia Milsa, Ela B'Mazel Talia Milsa. But we're Yidin, and we're with the Shem Havaya. Later on, Ban, maybe this should be the Shem of Shakai, not the Shem of Havaya, which is a very different gematria, 314. But either way, but the point is, Bani Chayu Mezoni Labas Chusa Talia Milsa Ela B'Mazel Talia Milsa. That's true, but at the same time, Havaya, 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 Inu Mavadoi. We're Yidden in Mazel Yisrael. Our Mazel can change, and that's all Merumis in the three times. That's the rest of the story. Mishnah Berurah brings us. This is all the rest of it. He doesn't bring the whole Arichas. He just says there's a minhag mekubalim to do it three times. If you take a look at the Kaf HaChayim on that simmer where the Mishnah Berurah is, this is what he brings. Either way, this is the first Ari. Just end with one very, very short Ari. You can't learn Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav and Aleph without mentioning one of the most famous Chassam Soifers in Shalos Tshuvas Chassam Soifer. So the Gemara says that Hayman, someone that's born during the Mazel of Madin. So Madin is Mars. So he's going to be a person that's going to cause people to bleed. Yehei Gadar Oshay Dama. He's going to be someone that spills blood. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says it depends. I Umna. Could be he's going to be a doctor, like a bloodletter. I Ganav. Maybe he'll be a Ganav. I Tabacha. Maybe he'll be a Shoichet. I Moyala. Maybe he's going to be a Moyal. Amar Rabbo. So Rabbo said, Anav Madam Avay. You should know, FYI, I was born during Mazel Madam. Amar Abaya. It's Abaya, who's Rabbi's Talmud Mubik says, Ma, Rebbe, Nami Amish Vakotel. It's true. He says, this is something that you do. This is it's Matim. It actually stems with what Rav Ashi said. Rebbe, it stems with what Rav Ashi said. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva discusses, everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtes Megillah, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. It's in the conversation. Amar Rava. A person has to get so drunk on Purim, he has to get to the point where he doesn't know the difference between Arham and Baruch Mardchai. Rabbi and Rab Zera, they once prabed Purim Suda together. If so, and they got drunk. Come Rabbi. Rabbi got up when he was in this drunken state. Shachte the Rab Zera, and he killed Rab Zera. L'macha, the next day, Boy Rachme, he davin v'ache, Rab Zera had chias amesim. L'shanda, the following year, Amalei. So Rabbi again extended an invitation to Rab Zera. He says, you know, why don't we promise to them together? So Rab Zera told Rabbi, maybe it's not such a good idea. Amalei, loy b'chal shayte v'shayte v'srachish nisa. You know, last year we had a miracle. This year, I don't know. I don't think it's so smart. Says the Chassam Sofer, I think that any person that learns this Gemara would walk away from the Gemara and say that even though Rava said, Chai Vinish Lopsumi Vipuria, Adla Yada Ben Arham Lubarach Marachai, but really, it's not true. Shalib the Hilchasaf. Why? Because the Gemara brought a Maisa Lister. But the Gemara brought Rava's Halach. Rava said, a person is supposed to get so drunk that you don't know the difference between what. Then the Gemara says, there were once two tzaddikim, two amayram, Rabbi and Rab Zeira. They got drunk together. And what happened? Come Rabbi, shachtel Rab Zeira. So he says, l'chayra, the Gemara seems to be bringing the story to contradict this halacha. So l'chayra, the pashta should be, based on reading this Gemara, that it should not be okay for a person to get drunk on Purim. And the truth is that the Ran, right here in Masechtas Megillah, brings us from Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim said that even though Rava said, Chai Vinish Lepsumi Bepuri Adol Ayod, that's not the halacha. The halacha is you're not supposed to get drunk. Why not? Because that's the story. Come Rabbi, v'shachtel the Reb Zera. So Rabbi, t'chis, I'm missing. But if the great Rabbi this happened to, how could it happen to anybody else? How could you not be concerned that it may happen to somebody else? So based on that, the halacha is not. But the problem is that all the other play the riff and everybody brings the halacha of Chai Vinish Lipsume. So the Chassam Sofer wrote this tshuva, it was Purim time when he wrote this tshuva. So he says, I'm just going to tell you a little bit of ha'or. Amarti ela betoma l'kai migeres ha'purim ha'zois. L'haleis eze gargarim asha olu b'metsudas rayoyna b'yom malolo yom d'puray. So I'm saying that two ha'oras this year Purim, and I'm going to share the two. By the way, the first ha'ora is a raid bite somewhere. But it's a classic Chassam Sofer where the Chassam Sofer says that the famous Rambam in Hilchas Gerishin, where the Rambam says person doesn't want to give a get, you can be why? Because deep down every yid wants to do the right thing. Deep down in the kishkas of a yid, everybody wants to do the right thing. So you can force a person to do a mitzvah. You're not really forcing him to do the mitzvah. He wanted to do the mitzvah. He was being forced to not want to do the mitzvah. The Yitzhara was the one that was manasturam and perik beis halacha chav in Hilchas Gerishin. So the Chassam Sofer there asks a kasha. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Masechtas Bava Basra that you can force a person to bring a carbon. Yaakov Vaisai, the Tzoyna, right? It's one time from a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk for? It sounds like it's a svara. It sounds like the Rambam in Hilchos Gerush is not based on a pasuk. It's mitzvah l'shmai divrei chachamim. It's based on a svara. So how come we don't? Why we need a pasuk to tell me you can force a person to bring a carbon? The Rambam svara in Perek Beis Halacha Chav Hilchos Gerush should work for karbanos as well. So the Chasam Sofer says a davar noira. Chasam Sofer says it's true that the Chazal said deep down every yid wants to do the right thing. But it wasn't always like that. It was only like that after the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah Bahava. When were the Yidden Mekabel the Torah Bahava? Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShverish. When the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, the first time at Har Sinai, it was Kof Aleim Har Kegigas. They had to be forced to be Mekabel the Torah. Years later, generations later, after the Nes of Purim, because of the Chiba of the Nes, Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShverish. So the Chasam Sofer said that this Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf and Hilchos Gerushin, this all happened when? After it was Hadi Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShverish. Then it became true that deep down, Klal Yisrael as a nation with Mekabel Torah Bahava, that every Yid, his Ratzon Pnimi is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Hashem. It just so happens that a person doesn't always do what his Ratzon, that person doesn't even always know what his Ratzon Pnimi is. And he has all these external factors that distract him from doing the right thing. But deep down, what does the person really want to do? He wants to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. So Mitzvah L'Shmai Divrei Chachamim happened when? After the Hadi Kibluah. So you have a kasha why we needed a pasuk to tell me you can force a person to bring a carbon? Because that was before the Nes of Purim. That was before the Hadi Kibluah. Before the Hadi Kibluah, you needed a pasuk. But Enochinam, he said the Chasam Sofer, noch the Hadi Kibluah, you don't need it anymore. But we digress. That was the first ta'ara the Chasam Sofer said. I mean, this is the Chasam Sofer's Purim. Talk about some nice ta'aras, right? This was the first ta'ara. He says, the other ta'ara that I had on Purim this year was, again, the Kayim Igeres HaPurim Azois. He said, the second ta'ara that he had was, is this kasha? He says, the Chermen Ephraim is saying, good. Come, Rabbi Shachtel, Rabbi Zeiro. Is that should be a riot that a person is not allowed to get drunk on Purim. So why do we paskin la'alocha chayiv v'nish l'psumin? He says, Alkei nir lafi aniyaz da'iti. But I think the pshat's like this. The Amrinu b'Shabbos perek misha hichshich, kufnun vava min aleph, the very end of Masechta Shabbos, second to last daf, mazul shah goyrim, man dahabe v'ma'adim. Somebody who's born on ma'adim, yehi gever shah d'damo. He's going to be someone that's going to cause blood to spill. Amar Rabba, so Rabba said, anobe ma'adim. I was born during ma'adim. Amalei Abayah. So Abayah told him, mar nami onish v'katal. So he says, it could be. Why did Rabbi come to Shecht Rav Zeira? Come Rabbi Shachtel Rav Zeira. Where did Rabbi come to this? You know why he came to this? Because Rabbi was born with Mazel Madin. And Mazel Madin means you're going to spill blood. You're going to be a Shoichit. You're going to be a Moyel. You're going to be a Makizdam. This is something that's going to be part of your nature. This was part of Rabbi's nature. And because it was part of Rabbi's nature, that's why it ended up happening to Rabbi. But for us, that we don't know what Mazel we were born in. For us, there's an idea of Shomer Psoim Hashem. For us, there's an idea of Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizaykin. You see, Rabbi himself, with Chazal, with Megalatos, he was born with Mazel Nadim. That's why this is something that ended up affecting Rabbi. But we're Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizaykin. It's not something that we have to think about. We don't worry about our Mazalis. This is not what it is. Rabbi knew. So for Rabbi knew, in his world, it made this was all a Rabbi Lishitasle. We learned the Gemara just recently. The Gemara said, and Daf Kufnun Gimel Amir Aleph, where Omele Rabbi Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim Bespeid El Hosam Ka'im. Right, give me a nice hesped because I'm going to be there. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi turned to Abaya, and Rabbi told Abaya, he says, when I die, who's going to be masped me? Right, he said, who's going to be masped? Only Abaya the Rabbi. It was the other way around. You go mad. Someone like Rebbe, the son of the cool Pumpadusai, everyone in Pumpadisa doesn't like you. Man, Achim Espeida, who's going to be your hesped? Omalei, Mistaya Atva Rabbi Barbachan. If you and Rabbi Barbachan give me a hesped, why would people not like Rabbi? It seems like Rabbi was born by Mazel Madin. Come Rabbi Shachtel the Rav Zeira. A little bit of the rest of the story as it relates to Rabbi. But either way, the Chasam Sofer said, that's why we're not bringing rayos from that story. Because that was a chiddush. It was a chiddush with Rabbi because he was born by Mazel Madin.